Guess through what happens in the huddle on that stuff.
Just basically we all tell each other to make sure we communicate and be on top of everything and play as a team, play as a defense.
What kind of things do you do in practice to work on interception returns? Because over the last couple of years, you know, the team's been had a lot of success at returning interceptions. So what kind of, you know, how do you explain that?
We just do jam drills. Coach passes the ball constantly. Stay on top of us about using our hands. Basically, that's what we do.
Do you feel like it's more emphasized than maybe at other places?
Yes. Our coach makes sure we quickly turn into offensive players once the ball is on our way. So he pretty emphasized that pretty good.
Well, last year, Micah said basically the D-backs are taught to run to the opposite side of the field. Linebackers coached to do anything, or are you just looking for daylight?
Go up the field as quick as possible. You know, just catch the ball and make sure you gain yards as much as possible.
Playing against a quarterback you haven't faced before, you know, how do you try to confuse him, maybe just show him different looks, just to kind of keep him, keep him from being comfortable?
Yeah, just do different stunts or whatever and kind of, like, show him something and do something else. It's basically just playing with his mind, so just do everything.
Does it become difficult to prepare for a quarterback like Steele where the game that you're probably watching, he struggled most of it, but then he still managed to find a way to lead his team to win?
We basically just make sure we get well prepared throughout practice. The scout team give us a good look, and basically we just be prepared for any quarterback that they have. So we get different looks. So it's pretty cool.
You try to simulate what they'll do in practice.
Yeah.
Different than what you guys do.
It's kind of different, but I mean, over the years we played against a lot of different quarterbacks. So our scout team players give us a pretty good look how quarterbacks would be. So.
Kind of a common motto. Most improvement
for
most teams comes between week one and week two. What do you feel that, you know, your team needs to improve on
heading into this year? Being more aggressive, running to the ball, playing as a full defense. So, I mean, it's the first game, so we got a lot of improvement to do. So, we'll be ready for next week.
How important is it to stay disciplined in a game like this? Because you and I, last week, they had 16 penalties against this team and ended up crossing, basically, whereas you guys normally are a disciplined team.
Yeah, it's always good to stay disciplined because, again, it's football. Anything can happen in a football game. So throughout the game, just make sure we stay focused and keep our heads where they're supposed to be because any time momentum can change in football. So make sure we stay grounded on that. So.